I'm Morgan.
Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It is 8:21 of the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Another opportunity for you to win $1,000 is coming up at 10 o'clock, then at noon, 2 and 5. Calling to the faraway towns. Is that you?
I cannot.
Has to sing it.
Sorry.
Cannot sing.
I love it.
I was thinking about our punk band last night, Joe.
When can we start?
I mean, I'm ready. Punk Fooey is ready to go.
Punk Fooey?
Was that the name?
I don't know.
Punk Foo?
Just making up things as they go along.
You should call it Never Gonna Happen. What?
Gronk's Nuts. There's so many things we can call it.
Yeah. I'm excited to be in
like
that band.
I like Selfie Dick. That's a good name.
I don't like it. It's too dirty. It's on the borderline dirty. I like Gorilla Goes Down. How about that? Hey,
no, if you're going to be punk,
right,
be called Gorilla Rape.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
They know what they're getting.
There was a local band here in Tampa called Raped Ape, and they had a big white, like, child molester van, and it just said Raped Ape on the side, and they would just put it on the side of the road by their venues. Yeah, I was like,
wow.
That's probably not going to get you on the MTV Awards. Yeah.
Never know.
I'm pretty sure I know. Speaking of MTV Awards, tonight, our band, Pitbull Toddler, will be performing at Vasani Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte. We will be out there at 10 o'clock on stage, 10 to midnight is what we play. 2 hours straight through, no breaks, drinking, playing, melting faces, and we're looking forward to you people being out there. I was saying in the beginning of the show I was a little nervous because we've not played out there before. I don't know. Now, we played at Dean's before, and we used to pack Dean's, but Dean's is small and it's outside. We've played at some other barbecue joint with a stage that was always packed, so we do well in that area. I just don't know. I'm just saying it's a... it's an unknown for us, and I always get a little bit cautious going into it. So tonight, Vasani Comedy Theater is where we'll be. I believe you could buy tickets in advance, or you could just go there early, eat some dinner maybe, watch the other band. There's another band that plays earlier, the Dukes of Braxton, and it'll be a good night. It'll be a fun night in Port Charlotte, and I'm looking forward to being out there, staying at my favorite hotel, which really is kind of slipping, the Wyvern. Mm. Wyvern's kind of slipping.
No.
Used to be magical, and now it's like...
That's sad.
Yeah.
How are the robes? They got good robes?
Eh, I don't know.
No?
Joe loves their robes.
Joe does love... Joe does like a robe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rope.
I like to have a good mini fridge.
Yeah.
For leftovers, you know? You come back from the restaurant, you put it in there, after the show you come back, you're like, I'm starving. You're like, oh my God, I got my burrito from earlier. That's when you have
good action. Eat it in the bathroom later.
What's wrong, Gio? You all right? You straight? I'm just saying.
He doesn't look all right.
He looks stressed out.
Yeah.
What did he come back and get?
His keys.
Why is he leaving?
I don't know. Maybe he's got to move his car.
Dusty Slay is here. Do you like the new room in the driveway?
I really do. Usually we have to park so far away. I feel like we got, like, you know, stage access.
My neighbors are getting a little complainy about the cars. And I had to do some shifting. I moved the Sprinter to a different location. I moved the Hummer to be staged for sale. And now the driveway is empty, even though I'm picking up my son's car tomorrow. You say that because you don't have a 15-year-old driving.
Yeah.
It's making me very nervous.
I would probably be very nervous also.
How did the neighbors complain? How did that go?
I probably already said too much on the air.
No.
It was not good. It was a lot of betrayal.
Oh.
It's the neighbors who are nice to me, and they're like giving me gifts and stuff, and then I find out behind my back they're over there complaining.
Mm.
And not just complaining, but like I don't understand how I'm a good neighbor. My neighbor called me last week because they're selling their house, and he's like, hey, there's some stuff on the side of the house. Would you mind moving it? And I said, oh, I'll do it first thing in the morning. And he said, oh, just by the weekend. I go, nope, 10 o'clock next morning. I went right out there in Spanish, and I moved everything out of the way. So I'm definitely a good neighbor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like you can't ask me to do something. But I guess there were some issues, and old Chatty Cathy went over to the boss and started ratting me out.
Yeah,
I know, I don't like it either.
Just
tell me. They go, hey, do this for me. And I'm like, sure, no problem. I probably would have been embarrassed. Anything I could do to help out.
Yeah.
But anyway. Sprinter is out now at a different location. The Hummer, Galvin, very close to being sold.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. You already got somebody on the hook for it?
I had a gentleman ask me if he can come see it and take it for a ride, and we did it yesterday after the show, and he seems to like it. He said he was 75% in, and then he said by the end of the conversation he was 98% in, and then he would let me know today. And I almost hope that he gets it because He seems like he really wants it, and he'll enjoy it. I don't want to give it to somebody that's going to pull parts off of it and strip it down and all that. So it would be cool. But if not, then we'll just we'll list it up and we'll end up getting it sold. So either way, it's off the property here, so nobody can get mad at it. Whatever. We still have our football picks to do, which we will do sometime in the 9 o'clock hour. Dusty Slay is here, I think. I don't know where he's going now, but we're waiting on him to come in. He's going to be at Side Splitters. Now, Side Splitters, in case you don't know, has two locations. They are on Dale Mabry and Carrollwood, kind of tucked back behind the Applebee's over there, where the Maloney's is in Carrollwood. And then they bought a theater up in Wesley Chapel inside the Grove, which was like a movie theater that had 30 screens, and now nobody goes to the movies anymore. So instead of shutting the place down, they turned it into an entertainment center. One of the theaters is like a daycare. So if you want to go to the movies, you can leave your kids and go actually watch a movie. Then there's other ones that have like, I don't know. They were talking about doing kid stuff in there, like a laser tag, and I don't know what they ended up doing, but these guys actually got one of the theaters, built out a stage in there, put a bar over there, and they have a Side Splitters in Wesley Chapel, and I believe one night this weekend Nick DiPaolo is up there for one night. Oh. So, yeah, that's good. I would definitely take advantage of that and go see Nick, especially up in Wesley Chapel. Those are his people. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who are, it's very red up there. He should be happy. All right, what's going on? Can we maybe take a look over there and see what's slowing things down? Before we went to break, Dusty was here. Now Dusty's gone. Gio's gone. Gio took his keys. I think Gio kidnapped Dusty, and he's going to meet Brian Laundrie somewhere. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. So, Galvin, there is an Instagram account that I follow that I can't say. We talked about it a little. It's called the SH word.
Okay.
You know, it's the SH word that ends in itty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called an itty radio jock.
Right.
And it is a thing that makes fun of top 40 radio jocks. And it's great. And they did an interview with Elvis Duran. And I want to play some of that audio for you here after Dusty so that you can hear what some of these nonsense radio shows are doing. We always kind of like half hint about it, but this guy just lays it out, and he's in the middle of it, too. What's the report, Spanish?
He is not pulled up yet, so I imagine he's still making his way in your...
Were they getting high somewhere? They sit in the by the trees smoking the weed?
Maybe they got lost.
Could have been done with our football picks.
That's what I'm saying. Should we just do that now?
What about Gio?
Oh, for the love of God.
Tell Gio to get in here.
I'll pick for him.
You know what? I'm going to play this. I'll play this audio. How about that?
Okay.
We'll listen to the Elvis. This is Elvis Duran. He does mornings at Z100 in New York and is syndicated in iHeart. And the SIDI Radio Jock Instagram page is talking to him about something that we always make fun of, fake top 40 morning show phone calls from the MJ Milton Fudge Cow, I'm on a bridge and I'm dying, to now the War of the Roses and the phones go. This is
Brian.
Oh, by the way, this guy has to disguise his voice.
War of the Roses. This sounded like John Jay and Rich, and then this radio show does it, and then this radio show does it, and then this radio show does it. Most of the time, it sounds horribly. The execution of the production of it is bad. But why is it that War of the Roses, second day update, and great calls are the three go-tos for morning shows?
So what he says is, why is War of the Roses, prank phone calls, and something else the three go-tos of all top 40 jocks? They all do the same fake things.
Because we're addicted to them. They are cocaine for morning shows. We're the part of the problem. I hate phone taps. I despise them. But truth be told, 22 years ago, they put our show on the map. Because we were in the ditches. We had no listeners when we first started out. We started doing these crank calls, and they took off. It became a situation where we started researching. I will tell you that the interest in them is eroding. It's not what it used to be. I hate them.
It's straight from the guy who has to do them and rely on them. It's the guy who's like, I hate them. I'm forced to play fake phone calls and phone taps and War of the Roses, and I hate them. And he's made millions off it, which is hilarious. All right, in the studio with us is the very funny Dusty Slay. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Dusty, do you remember the first time on the show?
I do remember.
So
I specifically didn't wear those glasses.
So the first time Dusty's... Sometimes it works out really well. a headliner will have somebody that's middling for them, and they'll travel with them, and they'll say, I'm going to bring them to radio for one or two reasons. One, they either say, this radio sucks, come do it with me, or, hey, man, these guys are pretty good, why don't you come, we'll have fun. Hopefully it was the latter for this one. So John Reap is coming into the studio, and John Reap comes in with Dusty Slay, who I had not met before and not heard of before. And Dusty, for those of you who don't know, kind of looks like, you look like Waylon Jennings, this kid. You ever seen Shooter Jennings?
Yeah.
And Dusty's got a long shoulder-length hair, a beard and mustache. He had these big glasses, the hat, and you were just there. And nobody ever says, hey, by the way, this is whoever. And I just am looking at Dusty, not knowing what's going on, and I finally say, who's this child molester? And those were our first words to each other.
Yeah, I mean, I felt great about it.
I
think about it sometimes, just the good times.
I say, who's this child molester? And they're like, oh, this is Dusty. He's a funny comedian, blah, blah, blah. And then about a month later, I'm in Montreal for the Montreal Just for Last Comedy Festival, and I see Dusty, and I'm like, I need to go apologize to that guy. And I came up to you, and I was like, hey, and you were like, hey, I was just talking about how you call me a child molester.
Oh, yeah. It's tough to play off the child molester thing.
Yeah.
You can't make jokes about it.
Right. You did very well, though, and I appreciate it. Like, so...
Even with these glasses, a girl told me I had Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
those are our little Dahmers.
I know, I did look them up. They are pretty spot on.
Maybe you want to get a little LASIK or something.
I know. No, I like the glasses. I'm into it.
Yeah,
this girl came up to me on the street, and she was like, you got to get new glasses. She goes, I don't want to have sex with you with those glasses. And I was like, well, what kind of glasses should I get? She said, any glasses. She goes, those are Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. And then she says, you're not going to get laid with those glasses. And I was like, well, he got laid a lot.
Yeah, that's true. He sure did. Yeah. I think you have a very interesting look. I think now that I know you, your works out very well for you. I'm going to tell you that when I met you, I had not seen your comedy. And then I went out and made it. On purpose, went and found it very funny. And
what
then,
if it were all kid jokes?
Then I would have been like, nailed it. I should work for the FBI. I'm a profiler. No, it was very funny. And then I remember showing my son, who was probably like 13 at the time, and he was in tears. He literally, the hand thing he thought was... That wave that you do is really kind of a... Yeah, that is... where did that come from? Did that start out to be funny, or is that just
nervous
thing?
I just wave to people like that.
Yeah,
into the Lowe's truck stop, they're like, welcome to Lowe's. And I just give them a wave. Sometimes you don't want to talk, but you can give a wave like this extended period of time.
Yeah.
You don't want to be waving it around.
No.
Just throw it up.
You look special if you start waving.
Right.
If you just put it up there like this, and don't go too high.
You don't want to go too high. You look like you're asking a question.
Yeah, or you don't like Jews.
You want one way or another. Don't be too stiff with it.
No. What did you do before you were a comedian?
I used to, I've done all kinds of things, but I used to sell pesticides for a living.
Really? Yeah. See, now that you look fitting. Like, if you showed up and you were going to tell me about some DDT, I'd be like, this is my guy.
But back then, I was all clean cut.
Oh, really?
So I had it all messed up.
Yeah.
I needed to flip it up.
Yeah. And you, when did you realize you were funny and you were like, I'm going to start doing this?
Well, I don't even know how I ended up selling pesticides, but I should have been doing comedy all along.
All along, yeah.
I'm just trying. I didn't go to college. I'm just trying to follow a path.
Yeah.
I'm just working.
You, I got to tell you, very funny. And you went from kind of like just showing up in our lives one day and then seemed to have blown up since then. I mean, I see you at...
That's what happened. I came here with John Ripp, and that was it.
Well, all you needed was some guy to insult you on the first day to get you started.
Yes.
Now, you've way surpassed the success of John Ripp now.
Well, I don't...
You've done the math.
Yeah, we're having a good time out here.
Yeah,
we're having a good time. And people always do say I look like somebody. They're always like, oh, you look like Forrest Gump after he ran for a long time.
You got the beard, yeah.
Or you look like Jay and Silent Bob at the same time. Or you look like David Cross, or you look like Judah Friedland. Everybody, I look like everybody.
You do have a little bit of all those
like
people.
Yeah, like a Walmart Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. You do look like David. If you smash David Cross and Judah Friedlander, you would have Dusty Slay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Galvin's back at the station, by the way. Galvin and I used to do a thing where you show us the person and we'll tell you the three people who made that person.
Oh,
without a doubt. But you're all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, I got like 25 or 30 people from YouTube comments that people say I look like.
Look like, that's so funny. Now, where are you from?
I grew up in Alabama.
Reap had a very interesting story with how he got started with the Hemi commercial and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What was the first big thing for you? Well, did you always want to do this?
I lived in Charleston, South Carolina. I did comedy for 6 years. I had never done a comedy club.
Right.
So I moved to Nashville, and then I just started doing comedy right away.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I mean, once I found the clubs, I didn't even, I had no idea how that worked. I had no idea. I had no business sense.
Right.
I'm just selling pesticides and telling jokes.
Telling jokes. Living the dream.
Yeah, just
loving
out here modeling myself after serial killers.
Now, from the last time we saw you to this time, you must be making a significant amount of money in,
yeah,
difference.
I've done well, yeah.
Right.
It's been a nice change.
Isn't it nice when you were like, man, I'm living the life, and then all of a sudden you're living the life, and you're like, oh, man, now I'm living the life.
Yeah.
Before it was terrible, but now this is good.
Yeah, I mean, to think that I enjoyed this without making money.
Right. Exactly.
And now I get to make money to just keep doing that.
Is there somebody that's that liked you, that saw you, that's like already established and said, man, we got to pull this guy in with us?
Well, I did a comedy festival. Well, no headliner really ever took me on the road.
Oh, really?
A couple people here and there. But, no, I did a Laughing Skull Festival in Atlanta, and then I did the Just for Laughs right after that.
Yeah.
People saw me there.
That was huge for you?
Then I did the Tonight Show right after that.
Oh, and how are you nervous doing that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it's the best. I mean, if you can have nerves and then do well,
it's the best.
And then my manager is now Judy Marmel, who told me to tell you, hey.
I like Judy. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good. So what is the – now, you also – that look that you have is – to me, that's movie look, that's TV look. I mean, you'd be great. In,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's get on it.
I sold a TV show to ABC. They bought it. They didn't make it.
Uh-huh.
I sold an animated series to Hulu.
Uh-huh.
They bought it. They didn't make it.
So. Now, when you say, give us a little inside baseball here. When you say you sell, because people tell me these things that amaze me. You sell a show to a network. They go, Dusty, we're interested in this. We'll give you this much money for it. And then they decide whether they want to green light and put it in production.
Yes.
How good is the money that they give you when they buy it?
I mean, it's pretty good for just an
enough
idea.
To buy a car?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Enough to buy a house?
Not enough to buy a house,
okay,
but a couple of cars.
Okay.
Depending on what your taste
is. What kind of cars you like.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So you have this money. Now it's tied up with them. You're hoping that you're going to be the next king of the hill, and then they call you a year later and say no, or they just let it die.
They just, all of a sudden, it doesn't even take a year. It's
right.
Like everything you go, you have these meetings, and they're like, oh, we love it. This is the best show ever. Oh, we can't wait. And then they go, oh, we're not going to make it.
Oh, do you run out of there and go, I would be like, tell my wife, they were so confident, we're going to dinner, and we're going to go buy a car tomorrow, and we're going to plan a European vacation because they loved it so much.
Oh, yeah.
Then they crush you with that phone
call. No, I assume no one's going to make it.
Right.
That's what I assume. And then when they don't, I go, well, they didn't make it.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe self-fulfilling prophecy, but I just feel like it's not going to happen.
Do you ever get it back?
Sometimes they buy the script, right? So you can never have that script back, but the idea I get to keep.
You get to keep that. So if you want to take it now and pitch it to, say, hey, Netflix, NBC passing this, I got an idea. I got to mix it up a little bit, but you can still sell it.
Yeah.
Because that's what would kill me is that you may feel really good about something, and then all of a sudden, because they bought it, it's dead now. You're like, oh, that
yeah,
sucks.
But it's my life, so they say, my team, I get to keep life rights. So the
gotcha,
stories
they can't
good.
Take it
yeah.
away from you.
Right.
Okay.
But I think that did happen to people in the past. Like, they would be their life story,
yeah.
And then they would lose it.
Well, by the way, this is something for all you comedians, although your life seems like it might have been kind of interesting, but all comedians think that we're interested in their lives. Like, everybody that I know is like, I have selling an idea to Netflix, and I go, what is it? It's me. And my life on the road dealing with my kids. And I'm like, every comedian's got the
never
same story. Yeah. You as pesticide guy would probably be a lot
funnier.
Yeah,
well, I grew up in a trailer park, so it's all trailer park stuff and, you know, the weird family tree.
Yeah.
The, you know, where
now, when you grew up with your family in a trailer park or you lived there by yourself? Because I can't imagine that life.
I did
kid.
Both. I lived in a trailer until I was 15 with my mom and then moved back into that same trailer when I was 18.
The same trailer?
Same trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought it for $1,000.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just hung out in there doing drugs.
Yeah.
And,
What kind of drugs were you doing?
Well, all kinds of things.
You look pretty clean now.
Yeah, I feel good. Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
You don't look like you have the effects of long term trailer drug use.
No. It wasn't long term.
Meth?
A couple of years. I won't say. We had a good time.
It was a trailer.
Were you making it too, or are you just doing it?
No, no, I can't make it.
Right,
I'm just hanging out.
I love you like I won't say.
Yeah.
Like we'd think less of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? And it could be a family member out there going, what's this?
Oh, really? Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't care.
Who do you hang out with now? Anybody that we know?
My wife.
Oh, yeah. How long have you been married?
About 3 years. I got a baby now.
You got her now on your way up.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. She lived with me when I lived in a house with four other dudes.
Okay, all right.
That's good. A bunch of rats.
Gotcha. Yeah. She was there in the bad days.
Yeah, we had a house that had a staircase underneath. We had a bunch of rats in there. I put some glue traps.
Uh-huh.
Well, I put first the small traps, and the rats would set off the trap and then get out.
Oh, God.
And then I put the big ones, and somehow they could eat the cheese without setting it off. So I put glue traps in there. And one morning, I just woke up to all this screaming, and I open it, and there's seven rats.
Oh, it's all trapped in there?
All trapped in the glue.
Oh, my God.
I had to put them in a trash bag, and then I took them out back and dropped a brick on them.
Oh. All right.
You murdered them.
Well, they were going to die anyway.
So yeah.
So I did that at like 5 a.m. and then went and got in the car and drove to a club.
Now you can't just drop it once. You had to smash them.
Well, the screaming stopped immediately.
Oh really? It must have been a big brick.
It was a cement block.
Oh my God. So you
and then my wife got in the car with me and you know, she was my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
So she married me.
Okay, you have to marry her.
Yeah.
She was, yeah. You look at her after you kill seven rats and you go, thank you, we're here for life.
Yeah.
So wait a second. So if I saw one rat in my house, I'd have to move and burn the house to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up poor, so I grew up with roaches, not rats.
Oh, yeah.
But rats would be a deal breaker, I think.
Yeah, they're wild.
Oh, and hearing them screaming.
Oh, it's so bad. I mean...
In their little Harry Potter house under the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I mean, but you have to, like, it's like, I either could have dropped the brick or throw them in the trash, and then they just, like, I just think that's the worst death, to just be on this glue trap.
Yeah, stuck
starved
there.
To death.
No,
yeah.
I think what you did was fine. I just didn't think one big drop would kill seven rats.
A big cement block over the head.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought you'd have to, like, hit it and then kill the next one, like, whack them
all. Oh, no, that would have been bad. That
I have a small pond outside where an alligator lives in it, so I would just toss it in the pond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I would put little holes in it so that it would sink to the bottom, because I don't know that I could smash it. I smashed a snake one time with a brick.
Yeah.
It got in my house. It was a baby snake, too. I was watching TV, and the cat was going crazy in the blinds. Finally, I was like, what is this idiot cat doing? And I go in there, and there's a little baby snake, and it's got it trapped. And I don't like snakes, so I hit it with a brick, and goddamn thing wouldn't die. Then after a while, it was just like dazed, and I go, now I'm just torturing the snake.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I
felt awful. Yes, Carmen.
I had a baby snake in my apartment one time, and I lived by myself, so I didn't know who to call, and I vacuumed it up. And then I released it outside.
You did?
Yeah, because it wasn't like a bag vacuum. It was like one of those like plastic bins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I used the hose and the extension to the hose, and I sucked it up. It wasn't even like a foot, maybe like 7 inches, but I sucked it up, and then I took it and released it back in the wild.
What do you think that snake says to a snake friend?
Yeah, right?
It's like getting eaten by a whale.
Yeah,
and getting spit back out, you know?
Dad sucked up a frog with a pool vacuum. And you could see it like cartoon-like coming up the hose.
Yeah.
And it killed the frog.
Yeah.
But my dad has a videotape of talking to me about the frog. And on the video, he goes, and then it hopped away. And you could see me like being like, that's a lie.
Yeah.
But going, yep.
You, dude, I don't know that I could be that humane, Carmen, and shoot it back outside. I would have just threw the whole garbage vacuum cleaner away. I couldn't have it. Because in my mind, that thing's in there plotting to come back and get me in the middle of the night. It's not in there dying.
That's like a weird biblical story. You know, they said the snake would eat the dust.
Yeah.
And now we sucked it up in the vacuum.
This is Dusty Slay, who's here with us. Dusty is going to be at Sidesplitters in Tampa all weekend long. You can get tickets at sidesplitterscomedy.com. Dusty is very funny. I'm telling you.
It's so good.
What's that?
It's so good.
I bet it's great. Now, who are you with anybody? Do you bring people out?
I got my friend Connor Larson and Clark Brooks.
I know Clark,
It's going to be great. It's a hot show.
Who is Connor Larson? You find him? He's a friend of yours?
He is. He lives in Nashville from Sarasota.
Oh, really?
A local guy.
Yeah.
So.
And how do you guys hook up? In the trailer? Connor Brooks.
No, I met him in Nashville. I was living in the rat house, I think.
So wait, so now... you were with your chick for how long before you got married?
About 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. And were you like, obviously you love her, And you were like, I should pretty much lock this in now, because she was there for the rat days. Let her enjoy some of the good times.
Yeah, she did comedy, too. We used to work the road together.
Oh, that's rough.
And that, it was tough. So she quit comedy, and now it's so much better. She was very funny, though.
What if she was too funny, though? What if she? What if, like, the Rich Voss situation where the wife is way funnier than the husband?
Well, it was hard, right? Because when she wouldn't do well, she would be mad at me. And then when she would do better than me, she would be mad at me. Because she would be like, you got to do better.
I bet that's real.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Like, you got to do better than this.
She write jokes for you?
No. We have a hard time communicating jokes at all.
Yeah.
We make each other laugh, but like telling each other jokes, it's like, it doesn't work
out. Now you have a baby now?
I have a 4-month-old baby.
What do we name this baby?
Daisy.
Daisy Slay.
Yeah. Daisy Slay.
That's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best thing, isn't it, kids? You love being a father?
It's the best.
It is the best. Yeah. Not so good for sleeping, but good for...
Well, our baby sleeps great at night.
Oh, really?
I don't know what happened. I don't know how we got that, but she goes to sleep and then sleeps like 11 hours.
Oh, that's you. God bless you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So, also, the wife's not working anymore. Let her do all the work.
Yeah, she hangs at home. And, yeah, it's great.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm glad things are going good for you. You're a very funny comedian. The time that you were here last time, I'd never seen any of your comedy, but, man, I've certainly seen plenty since then. I'm telling you, if you want to see somebody who's really good this weekend, go see Dusty Slay at Sidesplitters, sidesplitterscomedy.com. And what else you got?
Well, I'm on Netflix season 3 of the stand-ups, probably in November.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah.
But I love that Netflix is so supportive of comedians, gives everybody the... a good exposure that if they can't, especially with the pandemic, I bet that sucked for you.
Yeah, I mean, I ruptured my appendix in early 2021, which was worse for me than the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, I got some shutdown, but I was like healthy and felt good. So then I ruptured my appendix, and now I'm down for 2 months. I missed this gig earlier in the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I can't even imagine. I don't know. I just look at all my comedian friends, and they just had a real rough year. So I hope everybody goes out and supports the comedy now.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the states where it was open, and I would go anywhere. And it was great.
Yeah, but Nashville, see, like in New York, they were doing rooftops. What were you doing in Nashville? Anything?
I mean, our club was open most of the time. Yeah.
You know,
we had a couple of months where it wasn't, but I went to Texas, I went to Utah, Oklahoma.
All the places I know what's really going on.
Yeah.
Well, good. Listen, I'm glad you're having a success. It's great to see you. I hope people come out and see you this weekend. Sidesplitterscomedy.com, 960-1197. Go online and do it so you can pick your seats and go see Dusty and Clark and the other guy. And well, I wish you a lot of success, man. Thank you for getting up early and coming on here.
I appreciate you.
We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The